Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG Season 6, and we are talking about party planners today and venues. I don't give a fuck. Stop lying. You guys hate party planners. Hate. Every time you see a client that says, I got a party planner, you literally want to put your head through a window. Stop lying. Call a spade, tell it like it is. Because you guys got your shit down. You got everything you need to do at that place down to rinse, repeat, and the next day do it again. That is exactly how a good venue runs. They know exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it. They have their staff in place, knowing who's doing what, when, and where. And a party planner comes in and all of a sudden you're like, oh God, what the fuck do I need you for? Every time I talk to a venue behind closed doors, I don't care what the venue is or who the venue is, they are talking shit about some party planner that came in and tried to change around their system. Listen, a good party planner is basically like a helping hand for the bride and groom. They will make sure that everything is in order from the start to the finish. It's like having a personal assistant the entire way through. Somebody to help you with the dress, somebody to help you with this, somebody to help you with that, somebody to help you pick out the core. It's like having a personal friend the entire planning process. Imagine having a sister that you want to do this with, but your sister is not available because your sister lives 3,000 miles across the U.S. You're in Philly and she's in San Francisco. So now you need somebody with you the entire way because you just don't have anybody to do that. So you hire a party planner. That person is like your left hand. She's like part of your bridal party. They know where to get the dress, where to get the flowers, what everything's called, background info on what's in and what's not, where to get the best deals, where to get the best pricing, photographers, videographers, DJ, entertainment, bands. Everybody else is like, yeah, that party planner is fantastic. And then the party planner walks into the venue and says, this is what we're doing. You know what the venue says? Okay. And then they walk in the back and their chef goes, I don't give a shit what the party planner says. Cocktails are coming here. The first course is coming here. The second course is coming here. The main course is going there. Desserts happening then. That's that. That's what it is. Tell that party planner to kiss my ass. And that's exactly what everybody does. A good party planner does what they need to do, but stays intrusive, does not become part of the party, does not become part of the, oh, well, this is what's happening, and I'm going to tell them to have this event happen at this time, and that happen at that time. No, a party planner is not there to change around the system of the venue. As a DJ, we don't give a shit. Do whatever you want when you want. Photographer, specific shots, you want to go around and hoard the people for us? Go for it. Videographer, same deal. Go for it. Florist, you want to help us bring shit in? Absolutely. Enjoy yourself. DIY, you want to help set it up? Perfect. But that venue, when you walk around with a timeline and says, this is happening then, this is happening here, this is happening there, you know what the venue's saying? Shut the fuck up. No, it's not happening at those times. It's happening at the times that we do every single weekend because our chef gets the food out every single weekend and he gets it out on time, correctly, hot, and this is what we're doing, stand out. I'm just telling you how it is. Venues have a certain way of doing things. It's like the car. Everything else are the pieces of the car. The DJ's a tire. Photographer's another tire. Videographer's another tire. Photo booth is that tire. Florist is the engine. DIY is the seats. The wedding dress is the transmission. But the car itself, that's the venue. And the venue does not want somebody walking into it telling them what to do. That's why as a DJ, I'm like, whatever you want, you tell me. I would like to do this here, but if it doesn't work, I'm open to it. It's fine. So if you're going to hire a party planner, understand that the venue does not want the party planner changing around their plan. Anybody else? Florist, DJ, photographer, videographer, photo booth. We don't care. It's an extra hand. It's help. But the venue, they're not interested. And they could tell you till you're blue in the face, that's fine. Shelly can come in. Cool. I'll take her. We'll work together. Play in the same sandbox. No, they don't mean it. They're full of shit. They do not want some outside source telling them how to run their joint. They don't want it. They don't want it. So next time you hire a party planner, it's fine. Let that party planner know, help you out, be there for you, but try not to tell the venue what the venue's supposed to be doing. Because venues hate that. And that's why no party planner are on venue lists, and venues don't push party planners because they don't want to see them ever. And the venue is usually the first thing that you book, that and the dress. And how many venues do you see pushing a party planner at point of sale? Well, you need this person, and hire that party planner. I never see it because venues don't want it. I'm ESG. I'll be back. Peace, love, and God above. Thanks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and boots, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold on. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps ending.